Today, Yah has given me a burden to speak about prayer. The title is Help Me. Help Me. Turn first to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 15. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yah shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written in Isaiah 52:7, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. I recently watched a video where a Christian person said, I've stopped watching television and I've stopped listening to radio, and I've even stopped reading the newspaper because it's all bad news. I can't afford to hear bad news. I want to hear good news. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things or good news. Help me. Matthew chapter 7 gives us a promise of help. Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11. Yahshua is talking and it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If then, being evil, know how to give gifts, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts, or if you then, being sinners, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, capital F, Heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? There is no excuse or no such thing as unanswered prayer. No such thing as unanswered prayer. For everyone who asks receives. Matthew 6, 7 and 8. Now, before we go here, I want to, a thought just came to my mind. Some will be questioning me right now by saying, Pastor, I don't believe it. I know there have been times I've prayed for things and did not receive it. Well, the reason you didn't receive it was because you didn't ask. And they say, Pastor, I did ask. I asked and I asked and I asked and I asked again, and I did not receive it. Well, we're going to get into that a little bit deeper during this discussion or this study. But if we're going to be a Christian, if we're going to be one who lives in Christ and one who Christ lives in, we're going to have to believe what Yahshua says, and Yahshua says, everyone who asks receives. And so, if you didn't receive, you must not have asked. But we'll find out more about that as we go. At Matthew 6, 7 and 8, it says this. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions or meaningless words, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. Yes, our Heavenly Father watches over us. Our Heavenly Father knows what we need. And just as a alert and loving father in this world will watch over his children and say, I see what this one needs, I see what this one needs, and I see what this one needs. And what does that father do? He goes straightway and he gets what that child needs. And he provides it for that child. If that father, having been a sinner, born in sin, is so diligent to look after that child and provide that child its needs, his or her needs, how much more would the Creator of the universe, who sees and knows all things, how much more would he see what we need and provide it? Yes, he does. But it is not according to our mind in all respects. That father who sees that son's need on occasion will be a spanking. And that son will think, I don't need this. And the father will say to the son, Son, you need it. And the good father will pray with the son and explain to him why he needs it, and then he will give him the very thing he needs. And then later on, the son will look back on it and say, Thank you, Father. I did need it. You were wise. And like so, our Heavenly Father gives us just what we need at the very moment that we need it. And many times we will say, I didn't need this. But we did. For one reason or another. Our Father knows what we need. And when we pray for things that we need, they probably have already been supplied. And it's just a matter of realizing it. Now, there is a prayer that really cannot be answered, and you might say, well, that's unanswered prayer. It's not really unanswered prayer, it's just a prayer that's a wasted prayer. It's a prayer for self. We cannot improve on self. We hear a lot of people say, well, I'm going to work on it. I've got a little problem I'm going to work on, and I'll get better. I have this habit. I have this bad habit, and I'm going to work on it. And I'm going to get better. I'm going to pray that I get better. Help me! I need to get better. But you cannot improve on self. Self cannot get better. Let's turn to Matthew 20, verses 20 through 28. Then came to him, that is to Yahshua, the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring or requesting a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, what wilt thou, or what do you desire? She saith unto him, grant that these my sons may sit, the one on the right hand, and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. This mother's saying, I want my two sons to be right next to you in the kingdom. High up in the government. Honored individuals. But Yahshua answered and said, ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said unto him, we are able. And he said unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of by my Father. A lot of spiritual meaning in that passage. Self cannot be improved upon. And none of us can give anybody else a position in God's kingdom. That's between them and the Heavenly Father. But all who name the name of Christ, who are faithful to the name of Christ, will drink the cup and receive the baptism that Christ received. And to whom much is given, much is required. Luke 18. Verses 1 through 8. And he, Yahshua, spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart, saying, there was in a city a judge who feared not Yah, neither regarded or respected mankind. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me, or help me, of mine adversary. Help me against my enemies. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not Yah, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will help her, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And Yahshua said, Hear what the unjust or corrupt judge saith. And shall not Yah avenge or help his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will help them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? We will find today in the Christian church, the professedly Christian church, the so-called Christian church, we will find people who claim to have faith. We will find people who claim to believe in God. And much of the time they are saying to God, help me! Help me, God! Recently we have had a great catastrophe in our country. From what I've read, there's about 6,000 people missing, or dead and missing. Quite a small number compared to what there could have been. On certain other days. This country has become overwhelmed with grief. This country has shown counterfeit revival after counterfeit revival. This is not to say there are not some very sincere people involved in this. There have been possible good among some, as they perhaps have repented of sin and turned once again to God. But in the majority, there is a false revival, a counterfeit revival going on. There is a lot of help me. Help me destroy the enemy. And a lot of God bless America. God has been blessing America. God has blessed America from her very birth. In fact, throughout history, it is doubtful that there's ever been a country more blessed than America. And today, God blesses America with an invitation to return unto Yah. He says to America, ask and ye shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. But America will not be blessed, because America will not meet the conditions. America will not humble herself and pray the prayer of faith. Babylon is fallen, and a national apostasy has ended in national ruin. Yes, there is hope for the citizenry of America. There is hope for individuals here and there scattered throughout Babylon, if they will humble themselves and return to Yah and allow Him to help them. But for the nation, there is no hope. Yahshua Himself asks the question, when He returns, will He find faith upon the earth? Not, will He find faith in America? Will He find faith upon the earth? The question is asked with an implied answer. And the implied answer is no. There will be few that have faith when He comes. Let's look at the miracle of faith. In Matthew 21, Matthew 21, 18 through 22. Now in the morning, as He returned into the city, He hungered. He was hungry. And when He saw a fig tree in the way, He came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only. Now what did this represent? The fig tree represented a people. A people that should have been bringing forth fruit. A people who had pretty leaves, pretty green leaves, showing forth a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. A very pretty tree, but no fruit. Just as the Christian church today is. There are hungry people. There are people that come in to the center, to the counseling center, and they say, help me. A man came in the other night, and he said, I'm struggling, would you help me? I said, I'd be glad to help you. What do you need? He had cigarettes. He had clothes on. He said, my girlfriend and I and our two children are staying in a motel tonight because one of the churches paid for us a room. And I lost my job. I made a mistake and I got drunk and didn't show up for work. And then as he talked, he said, it's happened so many times now, he won't rehire me. He said, I just need some money. And I answered his prayer and didn't give him any money. Because what he wanted to do is have money to drink some on. He had bummed a few cigarettes, and he had cigarettes, and he had a place for his girlfriend and children to sleep, but he had nothing to drink. They say, help me. Help me destroy myself. Help me dig a deeper grave. The leaders of the United States believe they're going to stamp out terrorism with the gun, with a bomb, with force. If you were living in Afghanistan right now, what would you be thinking about the giant? The Goliath of America, who's threatening to come and stamp out terrorism in your country. You might be asking, who is the biggest terrorist? Don't you think it would strike terror to a few women and children in Afghanistan if this country came swooping in with bombers? Somehow America has missed it, the message of Yah. Terrorism is eliminated in the hearts of men and women through the message of Christ. You say, oh, you can't deal with these terrorists. All they'll talk is the language of violence. The story is told of a missionary who went to Africa, and he went there with the good motive to help the people find God. And as he was driving along, some of the terrorists of the country blocked off the road and stopped him and took him out of his Jeep, and somehow they were able to communicate. And the terrorists straightway found out that he was a Christian missionary and he was there to stamp out terrorism. And they decided they were going to kill him. But before they killed him, the missionary asked if he could do one thing first, and he went in his Jeep and he got out some sort of a nice coat. And he said, to the leader, he said, before you kill me, I want to give you this, knowing full well they would take it anyway. I want to give you my only coat. This story doesn't make a lot of sense to the human mind. But something about the expression on the missionary's face, or the attitude, or the tone of his voice, or the coat itself, touched this native's heart in a way that he had never been touched before. He took the coat and sent the missionary on his way. Did Yah help the missionary? Most certainly did. I'm sure that when the missionary pulled up to the roadblock, he had prayed, Yah help me, or Lord help me. There are many stories like that of supernatural deliverance at the hand of Yah. And in Matthew 21, 18 through 22, we read about this tree that has pretty leaves and no fruit, just like America, just like the churches of America and the churches of the world for that matter. This is what Yah said. Yahshua said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. There's your prophecy for America. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Yahshua answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Dearly beloved around the world, whoever is hearing this, America is withered and dried up. And it is time for the disciples of Christ to cast the mountains into the sea. It is time for Christ's children to stand up and be recognized. It is time to heal the sick, cast out the demons, and raise the dead. It's time for all things whatsoever we shall ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive. It's time to quit saying, I know how to do it. It's time to do it. It's time to stop saying, I was healed and lost it. It's time to say, I am healed and will never turn back. James tells us about faith. Let's turn to Chapter 2 of James. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 24. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well, but the devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed Yah, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Genesis 15:6. And he was called the friend of Yah. You see then, how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. The faith of Yahshua is a faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Works by love. It's motivated by love and it purifies the soul. Why do we not receive the blessing? James tells us in chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, ye lust or desire and have not. Ye kill, desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your own desires. You see, people that ask for things out of a wrong motive are not asking really. And Yah answers their prayer, but not in the way that they would like. You know very well that if a man came in and said, Help me, I'm hungry, please feed me, and I knew he was in that need, I would feed him. I would go without my own meal. But if he asks me for money to feed him and he wants to drink it up in booze, I will answer him with his need, and that is, no, I have no money to give you. His great need is to have Christ in his life. How do we receive the blessing? There are conditions. 1 John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments. And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Dearly beloved, are you keeping his commandments? Are you doing those things that are pleasing in his sight? If you're a Christian, your answer should be yes. Yes. Amen. If you're a Christian and you say, No, I have not been doing it, then the Father is giving you the invitation today to return unto Yah. Return to Him, dear children. Do those things that are pleasing in His sight. All of your prayers are answered. Stop your doubting. Stop your wavering. Obedience is required, dear children. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, He heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Anything we ask according to his will, we know is taken care of. Look at Ephesians 1:11. Ephesians 1:11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Yah works things out to his own will. And if we want to be a part of that will, our lives will be blessed. God bless America in that way. God bless America according to his will. Zephaniah 3:9. Zephaniah 3:9. We're talking about a time here now that's in our time. The time of an ultimate supremacy of Israel. We are Israel, dearly beloved. We are the overcomers, the remnant of Israel. And Yah says this, for then will I turn to the people a pure language. That they may all call upon the name of Yah, to serve him with one consent. Yah is inviting us, America. Yah is inviting us, world, to a pure language. The language of faith. It's not the Hebrew language, necessarily. It's the language of faith. Think faith. Talk faith. Pray faith. Live faith. It is time to quit talking and start walking. That they may call upon the name of Yah, the Almighty One of Israel, to serve him with one consent, to serve with one heart, to serve in unity of purpose and spirit. James tells us to ask for wisdom. In James chapter 1, and we need wisdom. James 1, 5 through 7. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Yah that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of Yah. Verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We have conditions for help, dearly beloved. If we say to Yah, help me, Yah, there are conditions. Number one, there must be perfect obedience to the light that's been given us. Number two, we must have a correct motive. Number three, we must pray and ask according to His will. And number four, we must have faith without any doubting whatsoever. From this day forward, the remnant of Israel are going to be counted. Yah is going to put you on a treatment plan. And if you will allow Him to treat you, you will become healed of every disease. And you will be a shining light in the house of Israel. But if you will not accept the treatment plan, if you will continue in your slothful, stupid ways, you're going to be left in the rubble. For Babylon is fallen, and you are going to be buried in the rubble if you will not accept the treatment plan. Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Psalm 116, verse 17, for closing.